Hello?
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right. Good audio.
It's good. Hey, is mine too loud?
No.
Okay.
I have
I'll
my crap at
actually edit
maximum
this out.
volume.
I'll edit this part out because this is just testing audio.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. I'm Link, and this is
The Shadow Viking 1314.
and so today we're actually here to talk about some real stuff. You might not like it. You might it's like skip our podcast completely. But yeah. So, Shadow, what are we talking about today?
You choose, bro. Shoot, bro. I know is when you start talking about it, like I come in and just bring up more stuff about it.
Okay. So today, guys, we're going to be talking about this is going to be going into different directions and stuff. Like, there will be stories of our personal life and stuff.
You sure you want to do that on the
Yeah.
internauts?
We've already did it before, Shadow. We also have a YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the Gaming Viking 1314.
No, I changed mine to my actual the Shadow Viking, so ye.
Okay. So yeah, guys. So today, I forgot how I started it. So the main topic we're gonna be focusing on is why people like why are people so depressed and stuff? Like, it's weird. Yeah.
It's an interesting topic to start on.
Oh yeah,
Especially the way you said it. Let's talk about
I
why people are so depressed. There's
So,
many reasons for why people are depressed.
want to explain about Black Queen, your ex, I meant.
Oh, you mean Luna?
Yeah, Luna.
Yeah. She said a lot of stuff, like, for example, if you don't come back, then I'll kill myself or whatever. Like, pretty much, she wanted me to come back into our relationship for like the third or fourth time
Yeah,
because
she
she just wanted me to be there, and if I wasn't there, she would kill herself, and I was just so anxious and nervous. I'm like, holy crap, if I don't do this, she might actually do it. 'Cause she's tried it before. One day she told me she was in the hospital 'cause she stabbed herself, but it was all for attention, so just gave me anxiety and crap for no reason.
Yeah, guys, Shadow was like super depressed for about a month, but I was there to help him. And so I've also had examples of this. Like, my ex, she sent me a picture of her slitting her wrist, about what, seven cuts? You've seen it before. And so the ex that I just like, she broke up with me, and like, she sent me a picture of her actually trying to cut herself with something, but they weren't deep. And like she sent me a picture of her scars, and it scared me, guys. It's just it's, yeah. But what we're trying to talk about is y'all guys do matter. Like, everybody, God didn't send us into this world for no reason.
For
He
us to just immediately get out of it.
yeah guy he set us a path up. He sent us the people that we like. He sent us to meet the people that we met.
He gives us all different journeys and roads to go on.
And me and Shadow, we have pretty similar path that we're going on right now. And like, he wants,
Currently.
but we've been recording for 5 minutes now. So Guys, Shadow lost his dad at what was it, 2 or 3? When did you meet
Yeah.
him? He was a military soldier. He ended up getting what was it, a mine? He got ran over a mine or
Yeah.
something. And it I understand the pain of losing someone because I lost my aunt and I barely knew her, but it just like felt like I knew her in some way. Like I
You felt
never.
the love and caring for her.
Yeah, and so I recently met in a my step aunt, which is dad's stepsister. And I was confused because I've never met these people in my life. But I'll edit this stuff out. So 6 o'clock, 6 to. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so y'all know, I'm not very comfortable saying this type of crap on the internet, but I'm just gonna roll with it. Yeah, my father was a Marine, and as he was driving a truck.
All right,
Yeah.
6 o'clock to 6:40. Right,
Yeah.
so what were you speaking about?
No.
No, like what were where were we at?
Oh, around your step aunt.
Oh yeah, so like I never met these people in my life, but I know that they care for me, and like when I
Yeah.
was about 3 or 4, I got taken away from my mother because she was doing drugs. People ask why my eyes are like so baggy and so my eyelids are so thin. It's because my mother used to do drugs, and that's also some reasons that some people are trying to kill themselves is because they're doing drugs.
Or because they hate their lives.
But why would you want to hate your life when people care about you? People want to know you. People just don't understand that. Some people just do it for attention.
My
And
ex
so,
is an example.
yeah, guys, like every time me and Shadow, we play our game a lot. And like she, Shadow invited her to the party, and it's just like I couldn't talk to her. And so, like, Shadow, you want to say something?
About Luna?
Anything?
I mean, honestly, I never hated her, and I just hope she's found a better person than me and she lives a good life.
As we said, guys, some people just do it for attention. And it's kind of stupid, to be honest. It's stupid. People just do it
People
for.
all have different reasons. Some reasons are understandable, some reasons aren't.
Like Luna, she's doing it for attention. But my ex actually had a reason to do that because her parents are homeless and they never really cared about her. And it's just, guys, the reason we're doing this podcast is because we have things to say to get off our chest.
Yeah, and we don't really want to. I personally don't want to talk about it on my stream because most of them I just have that to like chill out and chat with people and hang out. I don't talk about deep crap on there. So this is kind of a
This is a good way to
interesting. Yeah,
share
this is a
out.
good place you brought me to, brother. So I thank yous.
Yeah. And like as we said, we do recordings about every week. We've lowered our recording time. Well, not times, but that voice cracked though. But we lowered our recording days. So now I'm recording about once a week. And
And
Shadow
I
gets it once
record
every
every
other.
once a month or something.
Yeah, right now I'm finishing up on Undertale and Detroit.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And we have stuff that we just have to get out. But like cutting yourself slowly is one of the most worst things you can do besides hanging yourself, because that's all, being choked is one of the worst feelings ever. I've been choked before, and it's not a pleasant feeling because you're wanting, like, even if people do hang themselves, they're not like, oh, I'm gonna let this happen. Their body's naturally gonna want to breathe, so they're gonna start tugging and pulling to be break free. And if you end up breaking free, congratulations, because it's really hard to break free from a noose. And especially like when you kick the bucket, there's nothing around you for you to grab onto. See, like in my room, if I tried to hang a noose, I can't. Where am I supposed to do it? There's a fan. How am I supposed to do it in a fan?
It'll break.
Yeah. Especially my heavy
Your
self.
big self.
And it's just why do people want to kill themselves? Oh, I researched something because I'm doing something for my ELA class. Suicide rates have gone up 30% from 2018, and it's horrifying that like Shadow, don't you remember how with 6th and 7th grade, we always like everybody was so happy, like barely anyone was depressed. It would be like one or two people. Now it's just every other person. Now me and Shadow, we're pretty happy most of the time.
Very uplifting people.
And we've actually had to try to keep people alive because of that. I have to try to keep one of my exes alive. I have to keep trying. I have to like keep one of my best friends alive because they wanted to kill themselves. And it's just.
Seven people I have saved.
And if you're able to save people from that, then you're super lucky. Like, some people just come to me for advice. Like, Shadow will also come like to me to talk to me about something or something. Yeah.
Not usually, because I have figured it out myself.
And sometimes if he doesn't, he'll come to me.
Yeah.
And
Because you've been through the crap, so I understand you know more about it than others.
Shadow, one thing I have to like tell you, I haven't been out of my house except for to go to school like in a while, but I'm starting to get more back into going outside more because
That's good.
I'm realizing like why am I just sitting inside playing video games when I could be outside hanging out with my friends doing something?
Gamer
Because
logic.
and ever since spring break, I just haven't went outside.
I can't go because my neighborhood isn't safe.
Mine isn't either.
Yeah, but your people don't got racists.
Marcus, there were 5 gunshots the other day.
Yeah, there was like a whole shootout a couple weeks ago
Over by you or by me?
by me. For some reason, mom didn't hear it.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Guys, so me and my cousins, we were out in the living room, we were playing the game, and for some reason we had all of our headphones off. The game was not loud at all. We never heard gunshots. This man ended up dying right by my house. And some people are so depressed that they will take other people's lives.
No, that's
And
not depression, that's anger.
It's anger and
Take your
depression.
anger out onto someone
Both.
else.
But it's people, why would you want to do that? But the dude got
Some
shot.
people have their own ways of releasing that type of stress.
And like something, this dude got shot. We'd never heard the gunshots. And with the silencer, we still could have heard the shots
No,
because
not
of
that
silence.
much.
Our walls are thin, Mark Shadow.
They're not that loud when there's silence.
You could still
It
hear
sounds
them.
like a pencil tap.
But we couldn't, no, because the we found the gun and the gun had no silencer on it. It didn't look like it could have a silencer on it. And
People have ways, bro.
it was so confusing because the dude got shot.
Yo,
We
you just
never.
reminded me of some funny crap.
And so this dude, he got shot. I think he got shot 3 times. And this dude bleeding out quickly. So he got shot. He was running. He came through the back. He busted through the gate. Well, not the gate, but the fence that's between my house. You've seen it. And we never heard any of it until my grandpa told us to stay inside. And we looked outside. Actually, no. It was no, we looked out the window because I usually look out the window as to see if anyone's there. And we see this dude running with blood. And we're like we're scared. And like no one could get into this block. Like that's how freaking bad it was. And so we're getting sidetracked.
We're from depression to moida.
That's probably what our podcasts are going to be, though. We'll probably do a lot more of like different stuff, but you want to end it here? We've been recording for almost 20 minutes.
It's your choice.
Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful night or day whenever you're listening. And bye, guys.